I rise to discuss the bill that we just passed and to offer maybe a little bit different perspective to what we've done. I, like all of you, I'm sure, received scores of emails, scores of telephone calls, been stopped in the hall. We've seen placards, we've seen signs indicating what we should do in regard to this bill. Excuse me, somebody left my phone. But what I want to point out is we're talking about children. We just happen to be talking about children in the womb. But I haven't heard, no one has stopped me in the hall, no one has said anything to me at all, nobody has called me anything about children outside of the womb that have been born. And I think we need to discuss that and think about that at this juncture in our legislative process. I suspect that most of the people that contacted me had good intentions, but I also suspect that most of them really didn't know much about what actually happens to babies after they're born, after they come out of the other end of the birth canal. After years of dealing on the bench and as prosecuting attorney for a total of 40 plus years, I've seen a lot of things in regard to children that I think that we kind of overlooked while we debated this bill. I think what we need to do is to consider talking about the people that protest the loudest and get them to redirect their efforts to consider adoption, consider foster care, consider clothing, consider housing, and in general consider protecting the children that are with us. I've never seen an abortion performed. I don't want to ever see one. But I've seen a lot of things in the 40 plus years that I've discussed. I've seen a newborn baby strangled by her mother with the apron strings of the mother. I've seen that baby put into a garbage bag and thrown out with the trash. I've seen babies born addicted to alcohol, to drugs of various sorts. I've seen babies that die as a result of violently being shaken, or at least live a life of mental disability because of that. I've seen children have shock collars put around their necks and shocked by their parents as a form of discipline. I've seen children tied to trees as a form of discipline. I've seen children burned with cigarettes. I've seen children sexually abused. I've seen children starved. I've seen children cold. I've seen children with broken limbs, fractured skulls. You look into the eyes of these children and they're hollow, hollow eyes. And I wonder if these children were sitting in our places in these 34 seats here today, how they would have voted on this bill. I venture to guess that many of them, if not all of them, would have said, maybe abortion would have been the better route for me. Maybe it would have been simpler if I had been aborted and I wouldn't have suffered the various things that I've just mentioned to you. These children, these victims, is sitting here, I think, may have voted differently than what we voted. When these things happen that I've just mentioned, I never received one phone call. I never received one email. I never received one letter. I never had people marching up and down the street in front of the courthouse protesting what I had done in regard to these children or what had happened to these children, more importantly. Nothing, not a word did I hear from the various people that we hear from in regard to this bill. No one ever threatened to vote me out of office. No one threatened to do anything to me or my family. I know that you believe, as I do, that our children are our most precious asset, and we need to protect them both in and outside of the womb. I would encourage you, no, I would implore you to encourage your constituents that when they see a child neglected, as I have, that they report it immediately as they're supposed to. I would implore you to encourage your constituents when they witness child neglect or abuse to not try to avoid testifying, as I have seen time after time after time. I would implore you to encourage your constituents when they're asked to serve on a jury in regard to a child abuse or child neglect case to serve on that jury and don't come up with lame excuses as to why you can't serve. If there's a program in your community that helps children, such as CASA, I don't know if any of you are familiar with that, but CASA has just kind of faded away because of lack of funding, lack of support. If you see a program like that, I implore you to have your constituents get involved with that and keep them. If you see a need in your community regarding children in any way, whether it's to feed them, clothe them, shelter them, I ask that you encourage your constituents to lend their helping hand, for them to get involved, to encourage foster care and adoption. We need to keep our eye on the ball, and I encourage you to have your constituents keep their eye on the ball as well. And that is that children are not only just important while they're in the womb. They're important to us. They're our future, even after they get out of the womb, when they're on this side of that birth canal. And I would ask that you encourage your constituents to join me in supporting and protecting our children in that fashion. Thank you very much.